Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Exactly What to Say for Real Estate Agents by Chris Smith, Phil M. Jones, and Jimmy Mackin is a practical communication guide designed for working real estate professionals. Rather than focusing on broad sales theory, it centers on ready-to-use language that helps agents handle the conversations that determine whether a relationship moves forward or stalls. The book presents a set of concise, memorizable phrases often described as magic words that can be applied across the real estate workflow, from first contact to consultation, negotiation, and follow-up. Its purpose is to help agents create clarity for clients who often feel overwhelmed by choices and information, while also giving the agent a confident structure for asking questions, addressing hesitation, and guiding decisions. The tone and format are intentionally brief and action-oriented, making it easy to test the ideas in daily calls, texts, and face-to-face meetings. It is positioned as a field manual for improving conversion, service, and referrals through better conversations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, magic words as conversation frameworks, not rigid scripts. A central promise of the book is that small changes in wording can change how a conversation feels and where it leads. The authors organize their advice around short phrases that act like frameworks. They help an agent start a discussion, invite honesty, or guide a prospect toward the next step without sounding pushy. Importantly, the value is not in memorizing lines word for word, but in understanding why particular phrasing reduces friction. In real estate, clients often carry anxiety about money, timing, and risk, so language that creates safety and clarity can be the difference between engagement and avoidance. The book encourages agents to use these phrases to open dialogue, shape expectations, and keep control of process while still being client-centered. Because the phrases are designed to be inserted naturally into everyday talk, they are usable across channels, including phone calls, open houses, listing appointments, and follow-up messages. The result is a more consistent communication style that sounds professional, reduces rambling, and helps the agent avoid improvising under pressure. Secondly, guiding modern, information-rich clients toward clarity, the book addresses a modern reality buyers and sellers have access to more listings data, market commentary, and online advice than ever. Instead of automatically producing confident decisions, that abundance often produces confusion, second-guessing, and delays. The authors position precise language as a way to cut through that noise by helping agents reframe the situation, simplify choices, and create confidence in a plan. This is especially relevant when a client is comparing agents, questioning pricing, or consuming conflicting opinions from friends and online sources. The recommended approach is not to argue with the client or overwhelm them with more information, but to use targeted phrases and questions that surface what matters most to them and establish the agent as a guide. When clients feel understood, they're more likely to commit to a next step, such as scheduling a consultation, agreeing to a timeline, or following an offer strategy. In this way, the book treats communication as a service to the client as much as a sales skill, because clarity lowers stress and improves follow-through. Handling objections and difficult moments with calm confidence. Real estate conversations frequently include tension commission questions, pricing disagreements, low offers, inspection issues, or a prospect who wants to wait. The book focuses on language tools that help agents navigate these moments without becoming defensive or aggressive. The underlying goal is to keep the conversation constructive by acknowledging concerns, asking better questions, and steering toward decisions. Instead of debating, the recommended style encourages curiosity and precision, which can prevent escalation and preserve trust. For agents, this is also a performance issue stressful. Situations can lead to filler words, overexplaining, and concessions that are made too early. Having prepared phrasing creates composure and makes it easier to stay on track with the client and the transaction. The book also implicitly reinforces a professional posture. An agent can be empathetic while still leading the process. By treating objections as predictable parts of the job and offering language that keeps the door open, the book helps agents reduce avoidance and increase follow-up consistency, especially with hesitant prospects. Fourthly, lead conversion through better questions and micro-commitments. Another theme is that conversion often hinges on small moments, how the agent asks for a meeting, how they confirm motivation, or how they transition from casual interest to a specific next action. The book provides phrasing that supports this step-by-step progress, making it easier to move from contact to consultation and from consultation to signed agreement. A key idea is the use of questions that invite engagement rather than resistance. When a prospect feels pushed, they disengage. When they feel guided and respected, they are more likely to commit time and attention. The language tools encourage agents to seek micro-commitments such as agreeing to a call, clarifying timing, or confirming priorities, which reduces the likelihood of being ghosted later. This approach fits multiple lead sources, including online inquiries, referrals, and open house traffic. It also reinforces the agent role as an organizer of next steps, not merely a provider of listings. The practical payoff is a cleaner pipeline, fewer vague conversations, more scheduled appointments, and more measurable progress. Lastly, strengthening service and referrals through intentional wording, beyond winning new business, the book connects communication to client experience and long-term reputation. Real estate clients remember how an agent made them feel during stressful decisions, and they often base referrals on trust and clarity, not just outcomes. The authors include language that supports better service moments, setting expectations, explaining process, and checking in without sounding transactional. This matters because misunderstandings about timelines, pricing strategy, or negotiation can create friction even when a deal closes. Clear, proactive phrasing reduces surprises and positions the agent as reliable. The book also treats referrals as a natural extension of good service, not an awkward afterthought. When an agent uses the right words to ask for introductions or recommendations, it becomes easier for satisfied clients to help. The emphasis stays on professionalism and sincerity rather than gimmicks. In practice, the same communication discipline that improves lead conversion also improves retention, reviews, and repeat business. The takeaway is that words do not just close deals, they shape relationships and create a repeatable client experience that can compound over time. In conclusion, exactly what to say. For real estate agents is best suited for agents who want immediately usable improvements in how they speak with prospects and clients. Newer agents will benefit from having a structured set of phrases to lean on when confidence is still developing, especially in high-pressure moments like asking for the appointment, explaining value, or responding to hesitation. Experienced agents can use the book as a communication tune-up, refining how they frame questions and transitions so conversations stay focused and client-centered. The practical benefit is speed to implementation. The book is designed to be applied in calls, texts, listing consultations, and follow-up without requiring a complete overhaul of an agent's business model. Intellectually, it reinforces a core principle of modern selling influence, often comes from clarity, empathy, and well-chosen questions rather than hard pressure. What makes it stand out in the real estate training space is its narrow focus on language and repeatable phrasing, avoiding long theory sections and emphasizing practical conversation design. Compared with broader sales books, it functions more like a field guide that agents can revisit whenever they need the next right sentence. If you would like to support Chris Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.